Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, I said that we will talk about the Denver Women's March on today's program, and we're trying to track down Joe Scott, who was on the west steps of the state capitol with me and six others. Colorado Right to Life basically pushed the 100,000 protesters in Denver's Women's March off the steps of the Capitol and down the hill into Civic Center Park because we got the permit for the Capitol before they did. And so that's a minor point. The significant point was that the crowd was hateful and intolerant, bigoted, gnashing of teeth. I mean, literally, we're living in the Bible days. If you've ever said, I wish I were alive in the Bible days, it's just up to you. You could live like you're in the Bible days. Of course, you could do that. So I want to talk about that. We should get Joe Scott in a few minutes. But first, a couple other news stories and updates. The ad that ran yesterday in the Washington Times, full page ad to Donald Trump. It was timed so that the first Monday morning that he woke up in the White House, thousands of copies of this ad would go to, well, for one, pretty much everybody on Capitol Hill, every U.S. representative, all the senators, their staff members, hundreds to the White House complex, and throughout the Washington government infrastructure. So not only that, but of course the thousands of others who consider themselves more conservative, who hate the Washington Post, they despise the New York Times, but so therefore, like Fox News gets higher ratings because they're the alternative, so too with the Washington Times. And so our goal, even if we can't reach Donald Trump, even if he goes to his grave rejecting Jesus Christ as his Savior, even if he goes to his grave supporting the killing of the thousands of children that he currently advocates killing every year, in fact, tens of thousands. We produced an exceptions calculator, and we're about to publish the results of the exceptions calculator based on Donald Trump's own policies. And so it will be, the result we already know will be horrific. But anyway, even if we can't reach Donald Trump, Lord willing, we will reach thousands of others. And so I'll give you an example of the input we're getting. This is from a woman back east. Of course, I won't use her name, but we'll call her Chloe. And Chloe wrote to Colorado Right to Life, "What an amazing article. I was so encouraged to see the truth unashamedly presented in this article. I have been struggling with understanding the Christian view on abortion. I found this piece and I read it. I stand firm with what God has said, but now I have a greater understanding of how to communicate that. Thank you so much." And it's signed by, let's say, Chloe. So thank you, Chloe. Praise the Lord. And we hope and pray that there will be thousands of Chloes and thousands of men and some in the government who will recognize the truths that are in that article that we've shared with you. If you want to see it, you could go to kgov.com. Right now, it's on our homepage, but also Colorado Right to Life. Go there and you'll see it. You click on the header of the ad, the little graphic there. You could read the whole ad, see it in context of the entire full issue of the Washington Times. And Lord willing, and it's very eye-catching. I mean, it has a picture of Christy Hofferber, there, which I haven't really talked about on the air. You want to see her photo and why she's there. And then it has three graphics of ISIS fighters, terrorists, to illustrate the absurdity of how Republicans want to regulate the killing of the innocent. So all that, very eye-catching, very significant. So, all right, I've got a 10-second video for you. Now, this is a woman protester, like all those in D.C., in Washington, D.C., and in Denver and San Francisco and around the country. But this is from a few years back, and the hatred, the ugliness that was at the Denver March and all over the country is typical of the gnashing of the teeth, godless, pro-abort, feminist, lesbian, you know, socialist protesters that come out on the streets. And so we've put up with this for years. Here's about a 10-second video. I'll play the audio for you that we have had on our YouTube channel for a while now. So you just go to kgov.com and click on our YouTube channel, and you could find this. This is the girl with her veins popping out. So let's hear it.
Here tonight, we're not pointing fingers at these kids. We say, Lord, we are the men. We dropped the ball. And God, we pray for the...
Now, does that sound crazy? Yeah, we're having a Christian rally, and protesters showed up. And we're going to play this again right now for you. I'll tell you what she's saying. She's saying, and she's screaming practically in the face of a young Christian man. He's with our group. He's holding a Bible. He has one of our t-shirts on, shadowgov.com. We're KGov, and we operate shadowgov.com also. And she's saying, hail sodomy, or death camps for them all. So see if you can make that out. Hail sodomy, or death camps for them all.
Lord, tonight, we're not pointing fingers at these kids. We say, Lord, we are the men. We dropped the ball.
You have never seen anything like this 10-second video. But the scary thing is we see this kind of thing all the time. We see it all the time. And it's the hatred that reeks from those in rebellion against Jesus Christ. Okay, hopefully we'll get Joe Scott here real soon. We'll talk about the Denver Women's March and Colorado Right to Life having the permit on the steps of the Capitol on Saturday. But real quickly, you know, the NFL, their ratings are down 8%. And, well, like newspapers, magazines, network TV. And generally speaking, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of folks. So many newspapers going out of business. NewspaperDeathWatch.com. We used to cheer. We couldn't wait until the New York Times circulation dipped down under a million. And that was a few years ago on the show. Now it's down to under 600,000. So, but just real quickly, remember that the night before the NFL playoff game between the Patriots and the Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers, the New England Patriots, that at 3 a.m. at the Steelers Hotel there in Boston, someone pulled the fire alarm. And so there was this bogus fire alarm, which is criminal, 3 a.m, designed to wake up the Steelers players to interrupt them so they couldn't get a good night's sleep, so they wouldn't play as well the next day. I mean, obviously. And the early rumor was that it was either Tom Brady himself or the Patriots equipment manager. But it turns out that was just a rumor. Some young guy has been arrested. But really, it was them, really, because if cheating is no big deal, like Inflategate, as plenty of sports commentators argued, then this was no big deal either in this punk's mind. It's just funny, no big deal. So So at any rate, yeah, cheating, and especially in Boston, the sports commentators, especially there, but really, you know, the ones who make their living talking about sports day in and day out, all year long, and they just got sick and tired of talking about Inflategate, and so they'd say, even if it was true, it doesn't matter. What does it matter? And so that was despicable. And you ask this kid when he's sitting in jail, you know, what does it matter? It's just funny, isn't it? Okay, so you got Joe Scott on the line? Okay, nationally known anti-abortion leader, pro-life activist, sidewalk counselor, Joe Scott, was there on the west steps of the Capitol Saturday during the Denver Women's March. And I had the honor of being with Joe Scott and six others. So, Joe Scott, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, Bob. It's an honor to be here.
So, Joe, that day, I was still on my way, and I got a call from one of the board members of Colorado Right to Life and said, Bob, it's actually scary here. There are many hundreds, in fact, thousands, and thousands more headed for the steps. We see them going all the way down to the city and county building, and they're hostile. So when I got there, and I was there for about an hour, I think you were there for about an hour and a half with the rest of the group, I didn't realize how horrific it was until I got there.
I know. Someone said, Bob's not going to be able to make it. I said, call him and tell him to get here.
To get here,
because you couldn't get near the Capitol because of all the people.
Right, 100,000 people downtown. That's the estimate. That seems approximately, you know, that seems right in the ballpark.
Right.
And every, you guys had been at the abortion mill at Planned Parenthood earlier that morning. So you came from the east, and I came from the west, and every approach I tried to use to get downtown or near the Capitol, I was stuck in traffic. So I eventually had to go all the way around east of the Capitol and come basically like from Colfax, from Colorado Boulevard, come that direction.
Wow.
So when I got there, the police told me, you're not going up on the steps. They had 30 cops, really state troopers, lined up in front of the steps of the Capitol, making sure that all these beautiful people, the loving, tolerant, wonderful people, wouldn't come up on the steps and kill us, basically. And
all right, Bob, it felt like when they would rage, it felt like they would come up and just tear us to pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. It was actually scary. I got only a little bit of video of this on my cell phone, and one of our producers has suggested we try to put out maybe a two-minute video, so perhaps we'll try to do that. And we've been playing 10 seconds of audio of just an exact kind of protester, but from a few years back. We're going to play this again, Joe. See if you recognize. In fact, I'll tell the audience again what she's saying. She is saying, hail sodomy or death camps for you all. And this is at one of our Christian rallies at a public park. We had a permit, and the godless, typically they're pro-abortion, feminist, pro-lesbian, pro-homosexual, socialist, come up and protest. And so she is screaming in the face of a wonderful young Christian man who is as calm as could be, holding his Bible with his T-shirt, shadowgov.com. Let's hear her.
Here tonight, we're not pointing fingers at these kids. We say, Lord, we are the men. We drop the ball. And God, we pray for the...
So, Joe, you recognize that audio?
Yeah, that was one of the Yoder boys. She was yelling, I think it was Isaac Yoder.
Isaac Yoder. What a wonderful young guy. And
he is an amazing young man.
Yeah. And so our guys would like to include that clip, even though it came from a few years back, in a, you know, maybe a two-minute video of the pro-abort standing there, because here are eight Christian activists on the steps of the Capitol and holding these large posters of children who have been dismembered by Planned Parenthood and other abortionists. And the rage was just palpable.
It was, you know, I think it was 5 minutes before we left Planned Parenthood. I decided to see if there was any news going on in Denver. And up came the picture of the crowd. And my heart was in my throat because I didn't think we'd be able to make it to the Capitol.
Oh, right.
I didn't think we'd be able to get through to the Capitol.
Right.
All I could think of is my husband is not going to turn around. He's not going to slow down. He's going to go into the middle of these people, and they're going to tear him apart.
Ken Scott. Now, years ago, Joe, I was on the air, and from the last chapter of the Bible, God lists the people who go to hell. And the first category he lists are cowards. And then murderers and adulterers and perjurers and so on. And so, and I talked about how God loves courage. He loves courage. And I said, we need to pray for courage for everyone except for Ken Scott.
And,
you know, people to this day remind me of that show. And it's so fun because Ken has holy boldness.
Yes, he does.
In fact,
yes,
not only Ken, but I'm thinking of, you know, maybe I'll just use the first names, but those who were there, Kat and Hudson and Donna and Susan and you,
Leslie.
And Ken and Leslie. And, of course, some of them people will recognize in our audience. Susan Sutherland, Vice President, Colorado Right to Life. Leslie Hanks, President of American Right to Life. Hudson is the Colorado, the Denver leader of Abolish Human Abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, he's speaking Saturday at the Abortion Mill for Colorado Right to Life's March for Life 2017. Now, the National March for Life is on the Mall in D.C. this Friday, the National March for Life. The Colorado March for Life is this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Abortion Mill, Planned Parenthood, at 38th and Pontiac.
Correct.
So right near.
We will all be there.
Well, great.
All
Thank
eight
you,
of us.
Joe, and I have been, in all the years I've been fighting abortion since the 80s, this is the first time I have ever been invited to be the keynote speaker. And Hudson will also be speaking about abolishing abortion, not regulating it, not have exceptions, not like Donald Trump just signed an executive order yesterday that says we could use foreign aid dollars to abort some children in Mexico and Indonesia and, you know, around the world, in Africa, in Brazil, but not all children, but some children. And so, no, none of that, but we need to abolish the intentional killing of innocent children.
That's right. Completely abolish.
So, Joe, you knew your husband would head to the Capitol regardless of what it looked like.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't with me when I saw the picture. Mm-hmm. So I called because I was driving a separate car. And I said, Ken, it's big. It's really, really big.
Yeah.
Don't walk away from me. Stay with me.
Yeah.
Because besides hurting us, those women will lie.
Right.
You know, if
they
he's there
claim,
by himself, they'll say he did just about anything.
Oh,
to him. It's
claim,
happened before.
Plus, they were disrobing.
Yes, they did.
And easily, and many of them. I'm so thankful that was pretty much all over by the time I got there. I'm really actually glad I was late for that reason.
For that reason,
but
yeah.
They will claim that a Christian sexually assaulted them. Because they when you support the killing of innocent children, the dismemberment of children, then obviously committing perjury is pretty insignificant considering the guilt that you have. So, hey, Joe.
Exactly.
Denver's Women's March wanted to organize at the Capitol steps, but Colorado Right to Life beat them to the permit. So the march, Joe, the march didn't gather at the Capitol. They had to gather instead down the hill in Civic Center Park, sort of like the second site. When you are planning a protest, that's where you go if you can't go to the Capitol.
Right.
But still, hundreds, right, of the overflow child killers, protesters, came to the steps where eight activists held photos of children being dismembered by abortionists.
It was almost as though we were a magnet.
Yeah.
Because their event was across Civic Center Park. They were in front of the city and county building.
Right.
And through, and then as they were leaving, they saw the pictures and they just were drawn to us. It was a place to vent their hate.
Yes.
But with all their raging and screaming, I had been standing on the steps praying for Ken and praying for the people in the crowd, and I just felt as though they're powerless. But they think screaming and stripping their clothes off gives them power and is powerful.
Right.
But it's just foolishness.
So let's describe their response to some of the things we did. Of course, the main thing we did was show them what pro-choice means. They would chant that they're pro-choice, and we would hold up the pictures of children dismembered by Planned Parenthood and other abortionists.
They would chant human rights, and we would point to the babies.
To the babies,
human rights.
Yeah, everything was ironic, right? Everything
was
ironic. And so at one point, they would, I love it how you and Susan Sutherland, I think Leslie Hanks was involved in this a bit, basically got the crowd to quiet down and let one of them ask a question, and then
Bob,
you guys would respond.
That is the closest thing to a miracle I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
a raging liberal crowd
I agree.
Quieting themselves down. I didn't
yes.
think it was possible.
And so then I think it was Ken Scott, your husband, pointing to who could ask the next question, or Susan Sutherland or you. So responding to one of their comments, Joe Scott, you said, "We offer you Christ. We offer you Jesus Christ." They began to rage, to scream, almost as though they were in pain, almost like someone poured hot oil on them. And some of them began chanting Barabbas, "We want Barabbas."
Yeah, it was, I said, we offer them Christ, because they had asked me, what are you going to give, what do you do for this, these women,
right?
You know, that keep their babies?
Yeah.
So we offer them Christ, the only true way to freedom, and you'd think I shot a fire hose at them.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see them. But that, you know, that happens everywhere. When I talk to the people at the mill and use Jesus' name, they melt down.
Yeah. And, you know, it seems to be that way around the world. So if you mention Buddha, people don't freak out. You even mentioned Muhammad, and for the most part, you know, even in the media in America, they seem to just love Muhammad. Muhammad's fine with them, even though he's a murderer, child molester. But you mentioned Jesus Christ in a positive way, and there's a visceral reaction, a hatred. And at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. So eventually, the truth will prevail, of course, because he is the truth.
But the hate is palpable.
Oh, it absolutely is.
So palpable.
And then when we chanted just a couple times, don't kill kids. Don't kill kids. And they're trying to think of how to respond, right?
Because those pictures are phony. They're not real. We know every stage of development, you look like a different animal. That made me laugh.
Yeah, the whole evolution, ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny, which was exposed. It was fraudulent drawings from the beginning. Too much. And still to this day, you'll find that in kids' textbooks, that fraud that says that as a baby is developing in the womb, they go through a fish stage. They go through a reptile stage. It's just so absurd. Even if evolution were true, it would be so absurd to use up all those resources for a developing embryo to do that. You know, like, why? But anyway,
right.
It was exposed as a fraud as it happened. It was exposed.
Right.
And
we had all those. I got a picture sent to me from Everett. He goes to our church last night. And he had a picture of the backs of all the state troopers and the crowd in front of them. And he goes, the thin blue line, that's what he called it.
Yeah, the thin blue line. That was awesome. Yeah, there were 30 state troopers protecting the eight of us from the hundreds at any given time, thousands. Before I got there, it was obvious it was thousands because I saw some of the photos. And thousands more coming up the steps, you know, coming up to the Capitol entrance where you guys were being protected. So, yeah, the thin blue line, that was a great point, protecting us. But when we chanted, don't kill kids, because that's the argument. We say, don't kill the innocent. And they say, don't tell me what to do. That's the difference. Right? You can't boil it down.
Well, one of the things they shouted back, if you remember, was don't kill the mother.
Right, right. So we said don't kill kids, and they shout don't kill the mothers. They were chanting don't kill the mothers, which is so astounding because even in their rebellion, they testified to the truth because mothers?
Right.
Really? You're not a mother unless you have a child. So, of course, they were claiming that if a woman can't have an abortion, you're going to kill her.
Right.
So they're calling.
But they also say it's not a baby.
Right.
They'll call her a mother.
Yeah. Because they, in their rebellion, they testify to the truth. It's like the two lesbians getting so-called married on the steps of the courthouse. And the one wears a dress and the other wears a suit.
A suit.
Even in their rebellion, they testify to the truth that God made us male and female.
Yes.
So
they do.
Yeah,
it was a testament. Well, you know, one of the things I was thinking of is this weekend is going to be the March for Life in Washington. And never before have we had such close events.
Hmm.
And you can compare.
One right after the other.
In the American mind, the comparison of the two crowds.
And that's one opportunity this whole anti-Trump thing is giving us, is to characterize the left as hateful and intolerant.
Exactly.
You know, these are the beautiful people who believe in free speech, tolerance, and diversity, and respect for all ideas and all peoples. That's all such a lie. These are the most
intolerant. Anyone who disagrees, you need to die. That's how they, and in fact, they said we were lucky that the cops were there. Because they will come after us.
Yeah.
They were screaming that
at us. And when the exact opposite happens, when we have our events and a handful of pro boards come, we offer to take them to dinner so we could talk. We pray for them. We're glad they're there. We want to talk.
Yes.
And there is, in fact, that one woman came up to you and Joe and Hudson and said, I apologize for my side for how we behaved.
Right.
Maybe we'll reach her, Joe. Maybe she'll be the one like Chloe. Hey, God bless you, Joe Scott.
Thanks, Bob.
Hi, this is Bob Enyart. Hey, have you seen Real Science Radio's video, Evidence Against the Big Bang? It's available on DVD, Blu-ray, or download. Our goal is for millions more to be able to answer correctly and with confidence the number one most important question, where do we come from? Evidence Against the Big Bang is available at our website, rsr.org. Just click on the store or by calling us at 1-800-8-ENYART or 1-800-836-9278.